This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Foreign ministers from the G7 group of nations Wednesday condemned Monday's coup in Myanmar. The foreign ministers of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States said in a statement, quote, "We are deeply concerned by the detention of political leaders and civil society activists," end quote. Authorities in Myanmar have filed charges against detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi for violating import-export laws. A press officer for her National League for Democracy Party said Wednesday she was ordered to be held for 2 weeks. Myanmar's new leader said the military government plans an investigation into alleged fraud in last year's elections and will prioritize the COVID-19 outbreak and the economy. Russian police detained more than 900 people at protest Tuesday that supported Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, who was sentenced by a court to spend more than 2.5 years in prison. After the sentencing, Navalny's allies called for protest in the center of Moscow. Navalny's lawyer said the anti-corruption blogger would actually serve 2 years and 8 months in jail because of time already spent under house arrest. They are to appeal the sentence. The United States, Britain, Germany, and the European Union have all urged Moscow to immediately free Navalny. Nearly a third of people held by the Afghan authorities for suspected security and terrorism-related offenses are subject to torture or mistreatment in detention centers, a United Nations report said Wednesday. The report concluded the percentage of detainees who had been tortured had fallen slightly over the 15 months to March 2020, but remained, quote, alarming, end quote. The UN mission to Afghanistan and the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights jointly released the report. The Afghan government did not immediately respond. This is VOA News. A new study appears to vindicate Britain's decision to delay the second virus vaccine dose. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Health Secretary Matt Hancock says research showing a single dose of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca provides a high level of protection for 12 weeks, supporting the government's strategy of delaying the second shot so more doses can be delivered to more people. Hancock's comments came after Oxford says there's evidence the vaccine cuts transmission of the virus by two-thirds and prevents serious disease. The study has not been peer-reviewed yet, but has been greeted with excitement by British officials under pressure to justify their decision to delay the second dose. Charles de Ledesma, London.
As they continue searching for the source of the COVID-19 outbreak in Wuhan, China, World Health Organization investigators made a planned visit to a research center in the central Chinese city. The Wuhan Institute of Virology has extensive virus samples, leading to unproven allegations that it may have caused the original outbreak by leaking the virus into the surrounding community. China has strongly denied that possibility and has promoted theories that the virus may have originated elsewhere. The WHO team that includes experts from 10 nations has already visited hospitals, research institutes, and a traditional wet market tied to the original outbreak. U.S. House Democrats say the U.S. Senate should convict former President Donald Trump and bar him from office because he endangered the lives of all members of Congress when he aimed a mob of supporters, quote, like a loaded cannon, end quote, at the U.S. Capitol last month. Trump's lawyers denied that he incited rioters and called the upcoming Senate trial unconstitutional. Both sides filed their legal briefs Tuesday in advance of next week's trial. The Democrats forcefully linked Trump's baseless efforts to overturn the results of the presidential election to the deadly riot at the Capitol, saying he bears, quote, unmistakable, end quote, blame. President Joe Biden has signed a second spate of orders to undo his predecessor's immigration policies, demonstrating the powers of the White House and its limitations without support from Congress. His orders on family separation, border security, and legal immigration bring to 9 the number of executive actions on immigration during his first 2 weeks in office. With proposed legislation to give legal status and a path to citizenship to all of the estimated 11 million people in the country who don't have it, Biden has quickly taken aim at many of former President Trump's sweeping changes. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.